Incumbent Republican Scott Souter recently joined the Wisconsin Air National Guard. His opponent in the 69th District, Neillsville Mayor Diane Murphy, says the war in Iraq makes it highly likely Representative Souter could be called up for a year, and that would leave his constituents unrepresented. Souter is one of three Republican legislators now serving in the Guard or Reserve. One of the others, Scott Gundrum, says Murphy should be ashamed of herself for raising the issue. He says it encourages discrimination against the hundreds of Guard and Reservists serving in Iraq and Afghanistan now.
I certainly have all the confidence in the world that the citizens in Representative Souter's district would stand by him 100%, as he would effectively be risking his life if he is called up to the Middle East in order to serve them in another capacity.
But Murphy says she's not questioning Souter's willingness or ability to serve or his patriotism. The flap over Souter's Guard service has forced her to defend her own support for the military.
My brothers and brother-in-law served during Vietnam. I'm a member of the auxiliary here in town. I have the utmost respect for the military, and I've always have. And people that know me know that. But they're trying to twist it and make it look like I'm out to hang him because he's in the Guards, which is not the case.
Murphy says the debate about Guard service is distracting voters from the bread-and-butter issues the election should be about, like loss of jobs in the district and the need for a better school funding formula. Meanwhile, Representative Scott Gundrum is exploring ways to deal with the temporary vacancy caused when a legislator is called to active duty. He says it might take a constitutional amendment, but he believes it should be possible for the lawmakers-turned-soldiers to choose someone to fill in for them and cast votes for them while they're gone. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.